Cape Talk. Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soku Sibiya, who joins us every day to give us some wonderful news coming out of the African continent. Soku Sibiya, good morning.
Good morning, Abungile and listeners.
It is Friday.
Yes.
I'm a happy camper.
It's December. Hey. It's the most important time.
December, boss.
Yes. Eh?
It's December. Fun times are here. But let's talk about the Flying Eye Hospital coming to Cameroon. What is that?
You know, this is such an interesting story. So there's this hospital. It's basically that operates in a plane. So one of the shipping companies has a plane that they used for obviously the deliveries. And what they did was that they donated a plane to a foundation, a non-profit organization that promotes eye health around the world. And they've called it the Flying Eye Hospital. So inside the plane, it's a normal plane, but inside, instead of having the usual seats or the number of seats, they've converted some of those seats into operating chairs. And this is where the doctors work from. And what this does is that it flies around the world to different parts of the world, especially in rural areas, in areas where people don't have certain services, especially eye doctors. Now, I think we take it for granted. So, for example, in Cameroon, there's only 73 eye doctors for a population of 24 million. Now, that's nearly not enough. And obviously, you know, you can't be a specialist in every single thing. And what they do then is that they work with hospitals and governments and find out who needs what kind of service at which time. And then they do these missions across the continent and across the globe, basically going to give eye services. Now, what they've done in Cameroon is that besides the fact that they treat patients, but they also train nurses and doctors who are also in the eye field. So, you know, as things move along, technology advances, then they also become a training and teaching center. So people then also go there for training to learn new skills. And it's been happening that it's come like four times to Cameroon to help people who need eye specialists. It mostly goes to parts where, you know, where people don't have access to these services. So I don't think it would come here to South Africa because we've got quite a good number of doctors. You know, we might not always have them in the public space, but at least we have them in the country. They can be counted. In other parts where, as I said, you've only got one doctor for 300,000 patients, that's nearly not enough. And this is what this Flying Eye Hospital does.
Ah, Soku, certainly. You know, some good things about Africa. What can I say, Soku? We chat on Monday, though, now again.
Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy your weekend also.